My name is Santi Rodriguez, and I am a senior at Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading from Ephesians. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes about spiritual weapons at our disposal against evil. His advice evokes images of war. Even in 2020, this jars with Advent. We are focused on seeking God's incarnate presence in our lives. But let's recall that Advent is also a season to look forward to the second coming of Christ. Paul knew that the spiritual forces of evil that put Jesus on the cross were still at work in Ephesus. They're still at work today. In the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis says that most people prefer to either ignore the forces of evil altogether or to take an unhealthy interest in everything demonic. We pretend that they do not exist or we are obsessed with them. Paul instructs us to be aware. As followers of Christ, we are engaged in a spiritual struggle against the cosmic powers of evil. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help that you can get. Hearing this advice, I get glimpses of the Fellowship of the Ring as they trek to Mount Doom to destroy the ring. As spiritual beings having a human experience, we're always on such a journey. Paul bids us to take all the help we can get. Put on the whole armor of God. Paul tells us the truth. That truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. He wants us to live them out. Let us pray. Gracious God, be with us and bless our Advent journey. Help us to be steadfast followers of your Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.